Good morning, good morning. Dr. Gary on the road. We are dental practice brokers nationwide. We sell dental practices. So let's get into today's topic. Is going to be, as a buyer of a dental office, what are your responsibilities for staff benefits and salaries upon purchase? Let's get into that. Anyway, so we've been doing this for 12 years, selling dental practices nationwide. We have 10 employees, and we are growing 26 states as of now. And we're excited. We have two CPA accountants, a marketing director, operations director, 5 development acquisition specialists. So we're excited. And you can reach us 24, from 7:30 a.m. East Coast time to 9:30 p.m. Every single day, 363 days a year, we take off Christmas and Easter. That's it. We're available to you. Every day the phone is picked up. So let's talk. Let's see how we can help you. Our number is 201-663-0935. Our website is dentalpracticeguide.com. So call us. Let's talk. See how we can help you out. All the information you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes. It's not legal or business advice. If you are thinking about selling to a DSO, call us because we know who they are. We deal with them all the time. They pay our commission. Doesn't cost you anything. And we can navigate the waters for you. You've been doing this for quite a long time, 12 years. And the whole DSO world is changing all the time anyway. One DSO could be different. Their management can change from year to year sometimes. Or if they recapitalize, they pick on a new financial partner who may have specific needs and requests of that team. But that's what we do. And so call us if you need advice and just want to chat. Give us a ring. There's no charge. Especially evaluations. If you're not sure what your practice is worth, give us a call. There is no standard formula because you can have a massive overhead. That's crazy. We had one doctor had an overhead of 26% just on his advertising. Almost impossible to sell that. It didn't cash flow for the new buyer. So anyway, we'll get into that. Let's talk about this benefits of the staff before you buy and the salaries. Well, if you want to keep the staff, you've got to maintain those benefits and the salary. You can't start changing that immediately. You don't want to fire staff immediately. Now, technically, the seller technically fires the entire staff a day before closing, technically speaking. They become your employees. So the day before closing, they're technically, the midnight before, they're fired. And then you're assumed to hire them again. You have no obligation legally to hire them, but you got to be crazy to let them go, especially in today's post-pandemic. You know, staff are impossible to find. And if you want to be successful, you keep the staff, regardless of their salary, regardless of their benefits. Yes, I realize some of them could have excessive salaries, excessive benefits. You may, as time goes on, reassess after a few months. But initially, you've got to keep status quo. You just got to do it. You may have to take out a loan just to do it. It's hard. I realize that. But you've got to give that the patients the opportunity to be comfortable, because they want comfort. They want consistency. They want to go to the same office to know their records are there and to know that the same staff is there. They greet the people at the front desk. They see the hygienist, wherever. They want to know there's consistency, and that's how you maintain a successful transition. Keep the staff, keep the benefits. That wins the staff over immediately. Now, the next thing is, what's going to happen with their hours and such? You got to keep the hours pretty much the same. Now, some of them may be looking for more hours. But you've got to keep the benefits and salary the same. Also, you can't come in with an attitude. You can't come in like you're the great exalted ruler. You've got to be easy. You've got to basically come in easier than the previous seller was. So the staff has consistency. You can't come in raising your voice, throwing instruments. Forget it. They're going to walk out the back door. You can't do that. You have to sort of maintain the same type of personality the doctor had initially. Then you roll into it. You roll into your business routine that you want to do. You roll into your guidelines. And you implement that slowly. You don't want to make radical changes, but you keep their benefits basically the same initially, and then roll into it what you want to change. And you make those changes slowly for your benefit. Obviously, you want to improve the practice. Obviously, you want to take the practice to the next level. But you go somewhat slower and easy. Take it easy those first 6 months. Maintain consistency. That's one of the ways you could win the patients over. Don't immediately raise the prices. Maybe you could talk to the seller, let him raise the price a few months before closing. But you want to maintain consistency, keep everybody happy, keep the staff. You don't want staff quitting. And it should work out great for you. Yes, you're going to make your changes as time proceeds. Yes, you're going to implement new business techniques. And it work out well. You may want to put a time clock in, but you don't want the time clock the first day. Win the staff over, treat them well, and tell them the time clock after a few months are acquired by the paychecks company, because electronically they're going to monitor it so they can pay automatically from that. There could be a lot of different ways to talk about it, but try to maintain that consistency. You're going to do fine. Give me a call if you have any questions. Looking good. We are going swimming today. And bike ride. I'm excited. Bye.